thinking it. Because the basic thing is true of you too. The basic thing is you listened to him and you saw and heard for yourself. Certainly every person in the room saw and heard, well, he thinks that, but there's not really a problem. He's obviously a great guy, he's sweet, he's nice. So he'll figure that out. Premadaya will help him figure it out, and everything will be fine. And he just doesn't see himself for who he really is. Well, guess what? That's not his story, that's your story. That's everybody's story. Don't think it's the guy in the chair when you see a person share themselves like this. Don't think, well, it's obvious. Yeah, it is. And if you sat in the chair, it'd be just as obvious. If you could step out of yourself, sit in that chair, and sit in that chair at the same time, and look objectively, you'd see Sam when you sat up here. You'd see that you have the same exact thing going on. Literally, the same exact thing. Everybody has this going on. Anything you think about yourself tends to be non-objective. Non-objective means inaccurate, colored by some kind of internal distortion or misperception. So it's a wonderful lesson when you see somebody explain their dilemma like Sam was willing to do, but now benefit from it. The benefit, how you benefit from it, is by taking it in that you are in the same dilemma. That this is not, oh, look at that, isn't he sweet?
Hi, I'm Amy. And about the story that you told earlier, it seems to me that there is a third choice.
Okay, good.
Which is jumping off the ship. So I just want to say that.
And that means what, the way you're saying it?
You can kill yourself. There's ways to leave the planet.
Well, you can, yeah. But that's the same as just accepting the situation and not waiting for the wave to come get you. The same exact thing. So I'm going to keep it two possibilities because it says I accept, I don't argue that a wave's going to carry me off. So whether I go to the edge of the ship and jump, or whether I wait for eventually, at some point, the wave's going to come get me. It's not really a difference, only a timing difference. So don't think that you see yourself objectively, that you see yourself clearly. If your experience of seeing this gentleman sit up here was, isn't he sweet? Isn't he open? Isn't he willing? Isn't he more special than he realizes? If that's what you felt or perceived, then it's true of you. Then it has to mean that you're not aware of your sweetness. You're not aware of your tenderness. You're not aware of your specialness. It has to mean exactly that. Because if you sat up here, it'd be just as easy to see it in you. You don't even have to sit up here. If you could turn your eyes around and see yourself objectively, you would see just the same thing.